Several dozens of community members attended the gathering and gave their input on what the RTC's priorities should be moving forward. In Spanish Springs, there's no dedicated bus line, but people who are eligible under the Americans with Disabilities Act can use RTC's Access Program, which provides door-to-door paratransit service. Reno resident Gwendolyn Lomas says that's not enough, and many of her friends in that area feel stranded. She says having a bus service would improve their quality of life.
If you're a senior, that gives you an ability to be free and independent without needing help to get around, or you're not locked up in your house all day long.
Another attendee, Diane Ross, runs a local company called The Continuum, which offers daycare for people of all ages, including seniors. She's had hundreds of clients over the years tell her that they live in one of the city's outlying areas, like Spanish Springs, and they can't take advantage of local programs for seniors, like book clubs, or make it to their medical appointments. They simply don't have access.
If people are isolated, they can't get out, it leads to depression, it leads to health issues. So in reality, if we do it now, we save money later on down the road. So, you know, if you want to look at it in a compassionate way, then you can look at it in an economical way.
The problem with spending money now is that the RTC's budget for these projects is limited to about $600,000.
We have millions of dollars of needs in this community for senior and disabled transportation. But what our needs are and what our resources, there's a huge gap. And that's really one of the challenges we've got to kind of work through.
That's RTC Executive Director Lee Gibson. His team is gathering public input so they can draft a transit plan requesting federal and local funding. In the meantime, Gibson says the organization is working on other cost-cutting initiatives.
We're implementing the electric buses. That holds some potential to save big dollars because we can start cutting our fuel budget. After labor, the second biggest operating cost for a transit agency is fuel.
The four new electric buses that the RTC started running back in April will collectively save $200,000 each year. But Gibson says more funding is needed to plan ahead for senior transportation as that population continues to grow. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.